Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumb has been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void were prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bert Show.
New Year's is kind of the springboard for starting your life anew with a clean slate. But when you look at it with common sense, it's kind of silly. I mean, you could start this any day. I mean, we choose January 1st, but February 7th, if you wanted to make five changes in your life that last all year or whatever, February 7th is a good day too. So is March 9th.
Uh-huh. And this list, it works any time of year. Listen, normally I hate these type of lists because they're stupid. But this one is not stupid.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we're all for not stupid, at least once a morning.
So this is getting not stupid with Kristen.
Yes, exactly. You know, I love to bring the stupid, but every now and then when I come across a list that I read and I'm like, huh, but I think like real everyday normies can implement this and it can actually better their lives.
Maybe this is part of your clean slate to be not stupid once a month.
Oh, what's my, okay, I can
once
do
a month.
But every day.
Yeah. I'm like, babe, that ain't happening. Nobody wants that. All right, so I came across this article from CNBC, of all places, and the headline reads, to be successful in 2025, a therapist says do these five things, and then an afterthought, it works any time of year. So if you want to start at January 1st, or like Bert said, February 7th, March 9th, whatever. And I was like, all right, the headline piqued my interest and they said a therapist suggested it. So they have a degree in something. They must know what they're talking about because, you know, I am a fan of therapists. I have one myself, which I need to make an appointment for. And so I started looking and reading it and it says, as one year ends and another begins, it's natural to imagine what we want for the future. But we know how the story usually ends. By February, most New Year's resolutions have been abandoned, leaving us discouraged and wondering why we even bothered. That's no way to start something new. As a psychotherapist with over 20 years of experience, I can tell you that the problem is in our approach. Resolutions tend to be vague, unrealistic, and disconnected from our deeper values, failing to create the emotional commitment needed for real change. This year, instead of making resolutions, try something different. Manifest the changes you want to make in your life with simple, practical steps. I've always hated the word resolution for some reason. So my husband and I have always used the word goals. Granted, we haven't met our goals the past couple of years, so we're switching that up a little bit this year as well. But I think manifestation is a good thing.
Okay. I have a different take on the word manifesting. I hate it because I think people manifest things and they're like, okay, the world will take over now. The universe is going to take over. And it eliminates the effort that goes in.
It's so funny you say that because she goes, manifesting might get as much side eye as resolutions.
You gotta still put in the action.
Yeah, right.
Listen,
sure.
No joke. And I know you didn't pre-read this article, but this isn't about making a wish and waiting for the universe to deliver. It's a deliberate process that involves aligning your values, intentions, and actions to move toward the life you want.
Sounds like a goal.
It does. But we're manifesting that goal. All okay. Right. So here are the tips, right? Set intentions that align with your values. Resolutions often focus on superficial outcomes like lose 10 pounds or save $5,000. While these goals might sound productive, they lack emotional depth. Mm. Manifesting starts by identifying your core values. Ask yourself, what do I truly care about? Why do I want this change? If your value is health, for example, your intention might be to nurture your body through balanced nutrition and movement that feels good. From there, create goals that are SMART. And SMART is an acronym: specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time bound. Like, I will take a 30-minute walk 3 times a week.
My son and I were going through his list of resolutions also, and his were so vague also.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, they need to be really specific, dude. Like, if you want to do push-ups, you have to tell yourself, I'm going to do 50 every day rather than, I'm going to do more push-ups today.
That was mine, and that was to get back and be more diligent about yoga. But it wasn't just do yoga. Uh-huh. It's I want to do yoga 3 times a week, and that is my resolution. All right, the next one, which I think is so important, focus on subtracting as much as adding. Our culture glorifies the grind, often equating our value as humans with how much we achieve and what we sacrifice to get there. Resolutions tend to pile onto our already busy lives, creating pressure rather than relief. Instead of adding to your long to-do list, try making a let-go list. Identify habits, thoughts, or commitments that no longer serve you. Maybe you need to stop saying yes to everything or beating yourself up over perceived failures. Letting go clears space for you to focus your energy on what truly matters.
I hadn't thought of that.
That's really good.
Yeah.
No, that one really like good. Hit super hard for me.
Because I always feel like if I let something go or don't accomplish something, I quit on it or I failed at it, as opposed to maybe you just need to put that to the side to focus on the things that are a little more important.
It goes with that old saying that if it's not an F yes, it's a no.
Next, create a vision that inspires. Some people are into vision boards, others aren't. But she suggests creating a vivid picture of what you desire. Take time to journal, visualize, or create that vision board that reflects your values and intentions. Next, celebrate progress, not perfection. Resolutions are often set on a fixed destination, like run a marathon or pay off debt. But rigidly focusing on outcomes can lead to all or nothing thinking, like you just said, Mo.
Mm-hmm.
A distorted mindset in which falling short feels like failure. For instance, if you plan to save $500 but only manage $400, you might see the entire effort as a waste. Instead, ask yourself, what can I do today that aligns with my intentions? Mm. This approach builds momentum while allowing flexibility, helping you stay committed. And then the last one, which I think everybody should embrace, lead with love, not judgment.
Amen to that.
Approach your journey from a place of self-compassion and empathy rather than harsh criticism. And that is self-love right there, not self-judgment. Research shows that treating yourself with kindness fosters resilience, motivation, and lasting change for more effective, far more effective than judgment or self-criticism.
Now, if you listen to that whole list and you're like, you know what, it all sounds good to me, except I'm going to put the kindness and love part on hold till April, you got problems.
Just too much on my plate right now.
That's when you should start today.
The Burt Show.
What's up, Boos? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.